Strange Adventure.
A chill wind whipped against the car as Inspector Jonathan Hawk and Sergeant Cassidy sped along the dark and deserted main street of Middletown. Somewhere in this suburb of the great city, the Homicide Bureau officer hoped to find the leader of the gangster ring that was terrorizing the local merchants under the guise of the Merchants Protective Association. Small businessmen who had refused or were financially unable to pay off the gangsters for their so-called protection had been robbed, wrecked, beaten up, and in two cases, murdered. Jonathan Hawk noticed the lights of the store a short distance ahead. The flashing sign above the door announced that it was a drugstore.
Hey, stop at this store. I'll phone headquarters and see if any calls have come in on that Hepworth case.
Sure, that's a welcome suggestion, Chief. While you're phoning, I'll grab a quick cup of coffee and warm up me bones.
Sergeant Cassidy stopped the car, and the two men entered the store. The odor of burned gunpowder stung their nostrils. The body of a man lay on the floor with its feet in the telephone booth. A dotted line of evenly spaced bullet holes made a pattern across his back. The frightened proprietor came running from the rear of the store.
You're the police.
Oh, thank goodness, I wanted to call you, but I was afraid to leave here.
Well, why couldn't you call without leaving?
Well, that phone in the booth is the only one in the store. I was afraid to go near it after the murder.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I was getting ready to close up when this man ran in and rushed to the phone booth. He looked awfully scared. He was talking on the phone when the car stopped outside and a man aimed a machine gun through the door. He fired and the man in the booth screamed. Then he dropped the receiver and fell, just like he is now. The man in the car drove away. I was too scared to see what kind of a car it was.
Did you look to see if this man was dead?
No, I ran to the back room. I was still there when you came in.
Inspector Hawk examined the body, lifting a small address book from one of the murder victim's pockets. He thumbed through it thoughtfully, then turned to Sergeant Cassidy.
See, we found something important. Get headquarters on the phone.
Cassidy lifted the receiver from the hook, dropped his nickel, then called out suddenly to Jonathan Hawk.
Say, Chief, there's something funny about this.
Certainly. That's why I'm arresting our friend here for murder.
As Sergeant Cassidy put handcuffs on the storekeeper, Inspector Jonathan Hawk opened the address book he had taken from the body.
This man you killed was one of the strong-arm men of the Protective Association racket. You knew he was here to knock over your store, but your pattern for murder was far from perfect. You told us that the man had dropped the receiver when he was shot, yet Sergeant Cassidy found it on the hook when he went to use the phone. You'd put it back so the connection would be broken and the call couldn't be traced. And another thing, when we came in the door, we noticed the smell of burned gunpowder, which showed that the gun had been fired from inside the store, not outside, as you told us. It's too bad we didn't get the gangster before you did.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Reluctant Hero, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.